Blog Talk Radio.
If at all, only our character are steadfast, not our gold. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Wednesday morning to you. I'm a bit sleepy this morning, but I know my energies will be picking up soon. I did not go to bed until the wee hours. And before I know it, it was already 6 o'clock. So I want to thank guest 1248 for hanging out in the chat room for a moment. My guest out of Florida, Michelle Kulas, is already in the green room waiting, and we are ready to rock and roll. I want to remind you that you can be part of the conversation by calling 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I want to do a bit of housekeeping before we go on. I want to remind you that the Vision Weekend is coming up on March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. Attendees who will be attending the conference will be able to gain insights in growing their businesses and making more money. They will be able to secure knowledge about retaining new customers, getting and retaining new clients, learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build their business. They'll understand how social media, they can use that to leverage the marketplace. They will be networking with other peers and entrepreneurs, and they will also get the opportunity to secure mentors and coaches. Who should attend the Vision Weekend Conference 2012? Small business owners and entrepreneurs. Anyone thinking of starting and owning their own business. Marketers, authors, sales professionals, and those who are currently serving in leadership role. To learn more about the Vision Weekend Conference taking place at the Broadway Millennium Hotel, 145 West 44th Street in New York City, visit DaphneClarkHudson.com. That's DaphneClarkHudson.com. And if you are interested in being a vendor, we are also accepting our applications at this time. If you have more questions, call 866-337-3945. And the first hour of this show is brought to you by
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, we encourage you to stop by and support our sponsors. And without any further delay, I want to bring on live my friend, Michelle Kulas. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning, Daphne.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I know this thing is going to hurt me, but I'm still going to ask it. What's the weather this morning?
Well, I'm currently sitting outside on my lanai, and it's probably 75 degrees. I don't know.
Oh,
it's nice out.
I know it was going to hurt, but it's okay.
Yep.
I still ask. And I will just get some of the warmth from you.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for taking time out, because not only you're an entrepreneur, you're also a homeschool mom. And when you were on here, I think it was last week or sometime, we spoke about that. So for you to take time out to invest in other entrepreneurs this time of the morning, we understand the importance of that, and we cherish and embrace it. So why don't you take some time and tell people a little bit more about Michelle the entrepreneur, the writer, and Michelle the author.
Well, a few years ago, I started a company. It's called Exceptional Expression.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we help, usually it's small businesses, although we have written for bigger businesses as well. In 2012, the majority of people will find what they need by searching on the internet. So what we do is we help businesses come up with timely, relevant content that keeps potential clients coming back. So if you, for example, are a plumber and you own a plumbing company, we might write content for your website that has to do with plumbing and maybe some do-it-yourself tips for potential customers, and also, you know, articles on when do you need to call a plumber, things like that. And when you put content up on a regular basis, it builds a relationship of trust with potential customers, and then when the time comes that they need to call a plumber, they just might call you because they've been reading relevant content on your website. So that's what we do, is we put that content on there and we integrate keywords and we try to just have appealing conversational language to keep people coming back.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, yeah, that's a service that small businesses really need, because we are always constantly running and we don't always, we know the importance of us getting the dollars in. We don't always know the language which attracts the dollars.
Right.
So that's very important. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are also an author. Would you tell us about that book?
It's not a book, actually.
It's a blog.
It's a blog, right?
Yeah,
and that's just
sorry.
I've been keeping that for several years. That's just basically about my life and our homeschooling adventures and things like that. But
well, I guess I just spoke a book into being, Michelle.
That's right, maybe.
So you got to go get busy on that now.
Right.
You got to honor the word, that spoken word. Okay. Well, let's talk about when you decided you were going to step out. You have had a passion for writing, not just since you became an adult, not just since you became a wife and a mother, but for how long?
Well, I was always writing little poems and stories when I was little, and I was also a really avid reader, so I think that helped. I always have loved words and the way words go together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something that's come pretty naturally from childhood.
Mm-hmm. And when you express that desire for writing, were you encouraged, like, from friends and, your parents?
Yeah, I think so. My parents always encouraged me, and my teachers always did, too,
mm-hmm.
when I was in school, so that was...
How did you choose the name of your business?
It took a while. I don't know. I played with a lot of different things, and finally I realized that I was taking too much time on this, and I wasn't actually starting the website
mm-hmm.
because I was thinking so much about the name, and I finally just picked something. And, the name is Exceptional Expression, and I think that, I don't know. I think it's with the two E's. I kind of liked that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said with the two E's.
Uh-huh.
Both words start with the same sound. So I kind of liked it. I finally really just had to pick something, though,
because
I was spending too much time.
Right, and it's interesting you say that. But after you listen to the way you explain what you would do for a plumber, you use the plumber as an example.
Right.
But when you listen to what you say you would do for them,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're really doing. The expression, in order to bring them up, in order for somebody to call, because before someone is going to pick the phone up to call, it is the relationship that they are building with the dialogue about the small business person.
Exactly.
So, indeed needs to be exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
a lot of times if we still ourselves and quiet ourselves, we will hear what we need to hear. But
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of times personally when you hear the thing, you cannot really formulate it the way it is supposed to. Like my graphic designer tells me all the time, I'm so demonstrative because I'm saying something to her and I am also illustrating it to her without knowing that I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And such thing happened when we were working on the logo for the Vision Weekend Conference. I knew the vision I saw that night when I was woke up. In the vision, I knew I saw an eagle. Yet when I was talking to her about it, there was nowhere in my dialogue that I said the word eagles.
Hmm.
I did. And I had not yet told her about the vision either.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, as I was speaking to her, the way my arms were moving and everything, she said to me, "Oh, but that's an eagle soaring." And I said, "Yes, Chandel, that is it." So,
right.
Graphic designers and writers are very important people in our businesses because they can really help us to get the message out in a more succinct, understandable way.
Right.
So what are some of the success stories you have had? You don't have to call the name of clients, but, what are some of the feedbacks you have gotten when you read it or hear it yourself? thank goodness I'm doing what I do. It is so rewarding.
Yeah, I often hear that the blogs that I write for are getting more more views. Mm-hmm. And I really feel good when I write something and then I see that there are comments. For some of my clients, I go back and respond to the comments, and then for others, I don't because they take care of that. But I like seeing comments because it means that people are reading and that they, you know, they went through the trouble of logging in to say something back. And, you know, sometimes they're not even agreeing with me, but either way, it's fine because I know that they're responding. So that means that they're reading, which is good. It can bring business to those companies.
Yeah, and, you know, responding doesn't mean you need to agree. You keep dialogue going.
Exactly.
That's the importance. But, you know, how do we begin to get people to come to our page to read our blogs? Because I'm looking back and ain't nobody coming to my blog reading my stuff. So what am I not doing?
Some of it has to do with marketing, and I do a little bit of that, but for the most part, people often hire professional marketers if they want to get into marketing. It could just be as simple as joining Twitter and Facebook, Google Plus, LinkedIn, those type of sites, and marketing your blog. Other ways are to do it's called search engine optimization, and what that means is looking into Google to find out what the popular keywords are for your topic, and you need to look at the competition, and then naturally integrating those keywords into the blog and also into the captions of the photographs. Those types of things will help because if somebody is looking for, I don't know, a plumber in Chicago, then they can type that into their Google search bar, and you want to be on the first or second page, preferably at the top of the first page, and
mm-hmm.
people will click on your site.
Yeah, that's what Brian says too. Yeah, Brian says about the number one, the super fast link building.
Exactly.
The sponsors, yeah. And the Google Plus, I don't think I'm doing that. So I'm going to have a conversation with you, Michelle. Because I have a lot of blogs out there. Maybe I have too much scattered all over the place. So,
yeah.
I need to pull things together and to get those going. As small business people, entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, there are so many preneurs now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I can't even pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it an added value for us to be blogging?
Well, the main reason is to bring, if you're trying to sell something, whether it's a service or a product, you want to bring people to you, because if they don't know you exist, then they can't order your product or your service. When you have a blog and you're keeping a conversation going, if you have even 50 regular readers, if they're coming back and you're updating maybe twice a week, three times a week, they're coming back several times a week and your logo and your name is sticking in their heads. So when they need something that you provide, they're going to think, oh, you know, Daphne provides that, or this plumber in Chicago provides this. Let me give them a call.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, I see sometimes that people will hire, I think they're spinning companies is what they're called. They just spin other content into different words, and then they put it on their blog. And it's always very fractured looking, very poor English. I don't know if they speak English as their first language, but it's nothing coherent that anybody could. So that type of thing isn't going to bring customers to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a blog, you do need to make sure that it's well written.
Yeah. So, you know, cheaper is not always better, because a lot of times you go on these webinars and you hear they tell you can get content for this and that. I've never really bought any content from companies like that, because I don't think it's going to add value to you.
It's
better to work with a writer who is able to capture your voice and your spirit and your soul.
Exactly.
Because that's what it's your authenticity is what people are buying into.
Right. And what I do is, a lot of times I speak to clients only via email, but some sometimes I will call them or they'll call me and I can talk to them more about what they want and I can get a better feel for what type of voice they want to have
mm-hmm.
on their website.
Do you find out that majority, of, not majority, but what percentage of your clients are male or female?
Let's see. Right now, I have two female clients that I can think of off the top of my head. Three, maybe. You know, really, it's probably about half and half. I think it's the women. A lot of times, and this is probably not anything over the board. It's just my own personal recent experience. Is that the women actually own their small companies, and the men that I have right now tend to own larger companies with more projects. Of varied things, but, you know, I'm sure next week you could ask me and it would be the opposite. So,
That's wonderful. I just bring another question. Why do you think, based on your experience over the years, why the men tend to own bigger companies?
Gosh, Daphne, I don't know. That could open a whole can of worms. I really...
No.
I really don't know. I mean, bigger ambition? I have no idea.
You know something, and I never had to ask that question before. But you know, we probably open a whole can of worms. But I'm so accustomed to be opening barrels of worms, so one can really won't make a difference to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's that the men are more readily open to embracing partnerships, collaboration, and they go out and they take risks where we women, we tend to protect. And it is our nurturing spirit
mm-hmm.
that we come into this world with, thank God. But sometimes that can work against us in business because I'm holding on to my little bit, you're holding on to your little bit, Jane and Margaret is holding on to their little bit. And instead of we said, let's put all our little bits into one thing and work it together for all our advantage, I don't think we are too ready to receive that kind of thing. And that's why we are not owning a lot of big companies. There are some sisters that's doing it, but there could be many more if we decide to work together.
That could be, yeah. That could definitely be.
So 2012, I want to ask the sisters to let us open our wings a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let us begin to invest not only in ourselves but in each other, and just make a bigger difference and a bigger impact in the world because there is so much to be done. And there are so many, so little of us that is doing it. But if we can pull together the little of us that there is, we'll be able to cover a wider area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a request that I'm asking to the people. And that's why I've been spending some time working on the power of vision. You know, the conference coming up in March, the 23rd through the 26th, is created and designed specifically for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's why 19 speakers have come together to help entrepreneurs and small business people make a difference in their business. Oh, Michelle, I want to give you an opportunity to... tell people how they can get in touch with you. We want to give people that opportunity before.
Okay.
A couple of times before we finish the conversation.
Sure. My website is www.exceptionalexpression.com, and you can email me. My name is Michelle. It has two L's, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at exceptionalexpression.com, or you can even give me a call. The number is 941-677-2575.
And tell them your blog, Michelle.
My personal blog? I have a blog on the business website, and that's something
okay.
that I up, I update periodically. I have a personal blog as well, and that's on the it's on the page where if people are listening, they can see that. It's called J&R Learn at Home, and it's really just about my kids and our life in Florida here.
That's good. I didn't like the way you say, oh, it's just. I think
well.
It's of importance. All right. Now, my guest is Michelle Kulas. Michelle is a freelance writer and a blogger and all of those great things. If you have a question or a comment or a remark, if you are a client and want to call in and give thumbs up for Michelle, you can do so by calling 646-915-8166. And you do not need to wait for the end. You can call in any time and interject. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. And my guest is Michelle Kulas. And I want to just take another brief commercial break here. And I am working on finding that. And then we will be back with Michelle. Drink some water in the meantime, Michelle.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour. And we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10. Placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and now we are back with Michelle Kulas, freelance writer of Simple Expression. Now, I know this might not be a fair question to ask you, but then what? Life is not even fair. Do you have a different preference, that a style that you like to write, or what, you know, a couple of particular things that, you know, just ignite the adrenaline in you?
Yeah, I most enjoy writing about traveling, parenting. You know, things that I'm familiar with, of course, are more interesting to me, but I can write about anything. I recently wrote some content for a stockbroker, and I didn't know anything about stockbroking, and I didn't really want to know anything about stockbroking, but he was a client, and, you know, I did it, and it was interesting. I learned something that I hadn't known before.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So we're going to have to start get you writing a lot more about empowerment and all of those and transformation and all of that stuff.
Right, right.
So we're going to have to get you all busy here working. What are your goals and aspirations for your business in the future? What are you looking to accomplish? What would you like to see?
Eventually, what I'd like to be able to do, I really have a passion for traveling. We kind of travel by staying close to home, by hosting foreign exchange students. That's something that we've done
mm-hmm.
for about 4 years now. And but next summer, we're hoping to go over to Europe and visit with some of our students that we've hosted, and also the one that we plan to host starting this August. What I'd like to be able to do is travel and work from wherever I am, because when you're a writer, you can, you know, pretty much work wherever you have a web connection.
Exactly.
So that's my goal, really, is to be pretty mobile and to be able to take the family and be, you know, busy enough that I can take everybody with me.
Mm-hmm. Is your husband self-employed too?
No, he works for a small company here locally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you would need, in order to take the entire family and be a travel writer, you'd need to get him engaged in his own business as well.
Exactly, yeah.
But
and he's done that before. He has done that. Right now he's not, but he has.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's an amazing vision.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the richness in culture and every aspect of one's life that will gain that. So I pray for the manifestation of that. And if you can secure all the clients by doing that, he could probably just be your manager.
That's right.
You. That's wonderful, wonderful. What feedback you get from your kids about, you know, well, they have never gone to school, but to know that you own your own business and they kind of have you at their fingertips. Have they about that?
They don't think that they do because they, you know, sometimes I do need to get some work done during the day. For a while I was doing most of it after they went to bed, but now they're getting bigger and they're kind of independent, so I can block out a couple of hours each day when they're awake. So sometimes they complain and say, oh, you're on the computer too much. But for the most part, yeah, I think they know that. I think that as they get older, they'll realize, you know, that it's nice that I don't actually work for anybody other than myself. So we took off Monday and we went to the art museum, and, you know, I did point that out to them, like, oh, you know, I'm able to do more work on Tuesday because I didn't work on Monday. We went up to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to point it out when I think of it.
Little by little, they will get it and they'll realize, oh, I have it good, when they begin to have other friends who went to traditional school and whose parents went to traditional working.
Right.
And they're going to be looking at each other and say, oh, we don't realize how good we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What, if I ask you to create a checklist for other entrepreneurs, a checklist that has been helping you over the years, how many years have you had your business?
I opened Exceptional Expression in 2010, but I had been freelance writing before that for maybe 2 or 3 years before that, so about 5 years.
5 years total.
Yeah.
If you could create a checklist to share, what would that checklist look like? A checklist that keeps you on task and keep you in business for 5 years. What would that look like?
Well, I try to write down, this is actually something new. I've been trying to write down my goals for each month and then going back at the end of the month and actually evaluating whether I've met those goals, because before that I would make, you know, maybe daily or weekly to-do lists, and if I didn't do something, I just added it to the next week or the next day, and it really, you know, sometimes I'd get overwhelmed. So I'm trying to really take a good look at the end of every month, how did things go this month?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to apply that actually to everything, not just the business, also with the homeschooling and just with, you know, personal things.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the first thing, is to evaluate regularly.
Regular. And
yeah.
You choose a month, but each person can choose the time span that they are comfortable with so they don't get overwhelmed.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then, really, I think that you need to have a support system. I talked about this a little bit last week. You can't do everything by yourself, so you really need to have some support, whether it's from your family, your friends, your paid help, you know, whatever, whatever the case may be.
Whatever you call support.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yeah. You know, having a vision for what you want, I think, is important, and just not worrying about what other people are doing. I think that's probably the biggest thing, is if you're having your own business, you need to do what works for you.
That's
and not
right.
Not worry about what everybody else is saying.
Not what works for the other people.
Right. Yeah.
So, that's it? Are you still thinking?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one more thing is that when you work for yourself, that means you work for yourself. And if you have... You don't have to take every client. In the beginning, when I was first starting out, I did take every client that came, whether they wanted to pay my fees or not and whether they wanted to be difficult or not. But now, thankfully, I'm a little busier and I can be a little more selective. And if somebody says, you know, I can't pay your fees, then, you know, sometimes I will lower, but most of the time I can say, well, okay, you know, that's fine. I can refer you to somebody.
You're probably not a match anyhow.
I'm sorry?
We're probably not a match anyhow.
Right.
I go through the same thing. People will call me about coaching Michelle, and the first thing they ask me, is how much I charge. Mm-hmm. And I said, for what? And they said, for coaching. And I tell them, I said, I can't tell you that. I don't know whether I am the coach for you.
Right.
So you have to know whether you are a match for the person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't be telling everybody, yes. They call up and are you, how much is charged for coaching? You charge 5 cents for coaching. You get into a conversation, you realize you can't deliver what their needs are. So you need to be cautious about that.
Right. I do. I mean, I definitely, you know, give a quote and stick by it. But over the years, I've learned now, so, you know, sometimes my abilities aren't going to match what somebody wants. And if they want something that I don't feel comfortable doing, then, you know, I don't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have your own values and morals. And
exactly.
Well, you know, in business, we got to have other focus other than the money. The money is essential, but then what are we going to do to get that money? Are you going to be doing something that you have to compromise your own values and morals about?
Right.
So, you know, you have to create standards that will support your health. You got to do that.
Exactly.
You know, and regardless of what somebody else is going to say, you know what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with that being said, it's time for me to share a couple of quotes surrounding the word wealth. The real measure of your wealth is how much you would be worth if you lost all of your money. And another one says, true self-worth, success, and wealth can only come about from responsible love, caring, and compassionate thought. Wealth is the ability to truly experience life. So, Michelle, this last one,
mm-hmm.
support your desire to go with your family and be a travel writer.
Right.
And I think it is safe to say when you embark on that portion of the wealth, the universe is going to supply all the financial wealth because you are already embarking on that wealth. And then the money will be given to you as a provision to do everything else you're doing as you travel. And isn't it amazing when you can look on things in that way?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And, you know, not sitting around to say, oh, I don't have, it's going to take 250 clients for me to do this. I don't have the client yet, so I don't want to do that. But
mm-hmm.
this is going to be healthy for the entire family.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Again, I want to thank guests 1, 2, 4, 8. And I don't know why some people say they are not being able to access the chat room. I have not changed anything, so maybe you need to sign out and sign back in. I'm not sure why you can't access the chat room. And my guest is Michelle Kulas. Michelle is the CEO and founder of Exceptional Expressions, and they are located in Florida. However, they can work for you wherever you are.
That's right.
Have business virtually can serve. So, again, you will hear from her before she go off how to reach her services. I'm going to ask her when I bring her back on about who are some of the clients that she will serve. So that if you're out there and you're looking for a writer, somebody to help you ease the pressure, you will know from the list she will give momentarily about whether you can contact her to be a writer that helps you out. So, again, you can also call in 646-915-8166 if you have a question for Michelle Kulas. And if you want to type it in the chat room, you can go ahead and type it there. So, Michelle, who are some people that can contact you? What are the businesses, the skills, whatever it is that you are looking for to engage?
Well, certainly anybody can contact me. I do have a couple of writers that work for me who they may have different expertise than I have. So even if I'm not well-versed, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but I write a lot of, you know, travel content. I've written a lot of nutritional content for the Lance Armstrong Foundation's website. It's called Live Strong. Mm. And also some health and beauty content for Type F, which is the Tyra Banks website. So any of those topics, you know, are pretty simple for me to do. But really any small business or any large business can certainly feel free to contact me and we can talk about what they need.
All right. So again, Michelle, I'm glad that you set the time aside and you came on this morning. So I want to give you another opportunity to give your contact information out and to just give some closing thoughts of what you want. We were on for approximately an hour. What do you want the people to just horn in and keep at the top of their minds out of our conversation this morning? So I would want for you to do that, please.
Okay. Well, I think if you're trying to start a small business, you know, actually, if you wanted to talk about that, you can also contact me, and I can talk to people about that, too. But if you do want to start a small business, just remember to set a vision and strive towards it, not worry too much about what other people are saying. And if you already have a business and you would like some exceptional content on your website, then you can feel free to give me a call. Again, my number is 941-677-2575, or you can email me at michelle@exceptionalexpression.com. And the website itself is www.exceptionalexpression.com.
Would you repeat that number slower, please?
The telephone number?
Yes.
Yep, it's 941-677-2575.
575. Okay. All right. So, is there anything else you were hoping to talk about that I did not ask you about, Michelle?
No, I don't really think so. No, I think we talked about everything that I actually had written down, so.
All right. Oh, my heavens, I can't believe you wrote something down without even knowing what we're going to talk about. That's interesting. And the things you wrote down, did I hit on them?
You did. Yeah, I wrote down that almost any business needs a web presence in 2012, what keeps potential clients coming back, search engine optimization. Yeah, I think we squeezed it all in.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. Wow. And we got to let the listeners know that we didn't talk about those things.
No, we didn't.
Sometimes people get so flustered when I tell them, oh, you don't have to give me any questions or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting to know you did that. So, Michelle, I want to please ask you to stop by my radio show page.
Okay.
Write something there about your experience on my show.
Okay.
Mark the show favorite and become a friend on my radio show.
All right.
Thank you, and I am going to be calling you back later on. We got to have some conversation.
Okay, good.
All right, so thank you very much, and we look forward to having you back on the show, Michelle.
All right, Daphne, thanks for having me.
All right, it was a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What an amazing woman she is, a beautiful lady. And that was Michelle Kulas out of Florida. You heard her bragging about the weather it was. Isn't that something? Every time you talk to the people in Florida, they rub it in. And as somebody else said, but, oh, when you all are having your good weather, we are having hurricanes down there. So now I am going to be talking some more with you about stay connected to the source of your vision. And I'm just going to keep going that because you heard Michelle mention about writing your vision down and knowing, having a vision overall. And we as small business people, we always sometimes get sidetracked by what other people want to do. So I know, and what I'm sharing with you guys is my personal experiences and what I have been going through with the things that I do and what is helping me to stay focused and to stay on track with what I do. So we need to, for me, I know it is very important to pray for the sustaining my vision. I have to diligently keep on my knees. I got to pray. I got to meditate. I got to stay in the Word. I got to stay close to my source. I have to stay plugged in. You know, sometimes in the pursuit of our vision, we will grow emotionally and spiritually weary if things does not seem to be going the way that we expect it to go. And I tell you, yesterday, meaning January the 30th, no, it was 2 days ago, January the 30th, I was at that spot where I was, I literally felt as if I was being poured in a waffle maker. You all know that hot iron, cast iron gadget that you pour moisture in and you close it down and it comes out with delicious waffle with holes, diamond holes all over it. It was well baked by heat. And that's how I felt on Monday, the 30th of January, 2012, when I woke up. I felt as if I was being poured in a waffle maker. And I know there was things that I needed to personally do to get myself out of that. And then I picked up the phone, called somebody to pray with me. And she said to me, how did you know I was just picking up the phone to call you to pray for me? And I smiled because I got into the conversation with her, prayed with her, came off the phone, and I did not ask her to pray with me because I figured she was going through her own stuff and I needed to help her through that. So instead, I called someone else to pray with me. So it is important when we are looking to sustain our vision, we must know what is there for us. You know, we got to allow God to refresh us in rebuilding our faith. It's important to get people to agree with us. But what's your source? When you pick up the phone and you call and you cannot get anybody to be in agreement with you, you cannot get anybody to pray with you, how close are you to your source that you can just go out and just call out, cry out for help? So it is important when you are focusing on your vision to be spiritually healthy as well as spiritually wealthy. It is very, very important to be spiritually healthy and spiritually wealthy. And when we have those two components in place, then we are going to understand that we don't always have to get so anxious when we reach out and that support is not there. Instead, we will reach in. We got to know that prayer encourages us to get back in the fight. So when I was feeling as if I was in the waffle maker on Monday, I had to dedicate and devote the greater portion of the day to really pressing in. Luckily, I didn't have clients scheduled for those times of the day, so I was able to do what was required of me, staying faithful and staying focused. God allow our faith to strengthen us, at least for me. I can say that. He allows me to get the strength that I need to continue on the journey. It's like jogging in the hot sun. You always need to have your water with you that replenishes you so you don't get dehydrated. And that's what prayer does for me. Prayer and meditation hydrates me to continue on the jogging, the trails, the speed walking, whatever it is that I'm doing at that time. My prayer and my meditation hydrates me to continue. So I don't get weary. I don't get hopeless and throw in the towel. I continue to do that. God allows us to build momentum with our faith as well. Because the stronger our faith is, the more momentum we are going to have. You know, we just have to keep plugged in. We must first believe in what we are doing. We must believe in why we are doing it. And we must believe in our ability to manifest this thing, give birth to this child that we have here. The child might be a restaurant, it might be a bakery, whatever it is that you have inside of you, whatever the vision is for you to give birth to, you got to stay focused on that. Prayer is the essential resource for our vision. Without prayer, you cannot get there where you want to go to. No, you just can't. So we got to keep focused on that. Know that whatever God promises, He is going to deliver. He will. He is faithful. He is faithful, faithful, faithful. And He will always deliver what He promises. Even when it seems as if nothing is going to happen. But trust me, God is faithful. God has invested Himself in my dreams, in your dreams, and He is willing to bring it to pass. Why would He invest in something that He did not want to give birth to? So you know when these things turn up that looks as if it's not going to happen, that is not of God. God, the vision, you remember, you know, I've always teach about we were created to solve a certain problem. So God knows what work you were going to do when He brought you into this life. So you're born with that vision inside of you. It is inside of you. It is deep, deep inside of you. Not the things that are being said about you in your heads and everything that you're holding on to. But in your hearts, in your spirit, your vision is there written. What are you doing in order to have it come to pass? God is waiting on us to take action about bringing our vision to fruition. You know, a lot of times we look around and said, oh, there's nobody else doing this. Why do I have to do this? Don't whine about it. Don't ask those questions. You are doing that because you were created to do that. Nobody else is supposed to be doing what Daphne was called to do. Daphne needs to do what she was called to do with the best of her ability. Here are a couple of action steps I learned during some of my studies and research. Action steps to fulfilling your vision. Establish a daily prayer time with God. And that, I think, came from Dr. Miles Monroe. In what ways are you relying on God for your life and your vision? In what ways aren't you relying on Him? Commit a prayer to the areas in which you aren't currently relying on Him. Be honest with Him about how you are feeling and allow Him to strengthen, sustain, and encourage your thoughts with His presence and His word. I want to repeat that one for you. Be honest with Him about how you feel and allow Him to strengthen, sustain, and encourage you through His presence and His word. You heard me talk about when I felt like I was thrown in the waffle maker. And that was one of those times when I had to really focus on how I was feeling and what I was willing to do to get the feeling and to get the experience and the result for what was required at the time. There are a few principles that I want to give you. One, to be successful in your vision, you must have a daily, dynamic, prior life with God. Number two, God is not only the author of your vision, but also your continuing support as you progress towards its fullness. Number three, you will never achieve your vision without prayer, because prayer is what keeps you connected to the vision giver. Next, if you stay in touch with God, you will always be nourished in both life and vision. Number five, prayer sustains us in the demands of vision. God will bring you through your difficulties and give you the victory through prayer based on His word. Prayer encourages us to get back in the fight of faith. Since prayer is where we receive the ability to continue in the fight, it is crucial for us to find time during the day when we can go before God. You know, you don't need a big demonstrative altar or any of that. You can do it in the bathroom, sitting on the commode. You can just do it over lunch quietly. If you have an area where you can get, you know, vocal, then go do that. But know you can close your eyes wherever you are, and you can engage in prayers. Prayer is the essential revision, resource of vision. When people attack your dream, go to God. Hallelujah. Remain connected to your source for the renewal of your purpose, faith, and strength. And you will be able to persevere into victory. God is the one who planted your life's purpose within you. In the beginning, He has invested Himself in your dream, and He will bring it to pass. He will bring it to pass. And that was talking about connecting, how to stay connected to your vision. And I'm going to go into a section of information here. The generational nature of vision. And this is written by Dr. Miles Monroe. And this is what he says. You are born to do something in life that leaves nurturant for the seed of the next generation to root in the ground. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. There, like the calendar year, our lives have four seasons, and those seasons must come to pass. The first season is birth and dependency. All of us go through this season in which we must rely totally on outside help, particularly our families, our survival. We need to be taught and trained in what is right and wrong and what is important in life. The second season is one of independence, in which we capture what we were born to do. That's why we are talking about our vision now. We no longer depend on other people to give us a vision for life or to help us survive. We focus in our own goals. We depend primarily on God, yet we rely on the help of other people to provide the resource that will enable us to live out our dreams. The third one is, the third season is interdependence. In this stage, we have become so free in our visions that we can give our dreams to other people. We can now pass on our vision to the next generation. The final season is death, where our lives become the nourishment of other people's dreams. In the next generation, if people can't receive life from the legacy you leave when you die, then you really didn't live differently. then you really did not live effectively, excuse me. People should be able to flourish on the fruit of the vision you leave behind on earth. Make your life on earth count for yourself and for others. If it isn't for your tombstone, we wouldn't know what some people were ever alive. Wow, what a tragedy. You should live so effectively that there won't be any need for a tombstone to mark your grave, because your life will be in the hearts and the memories of those who could never forget you or what you do. Truly, great people didn't need monuments, because we will always remember them. It don't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't know where the grave of David or Joshua are. They lived so well that they lived so well that we can't forget them. If you live properly, history will not be able to ignore what you lived for. Vision gives us agreement, assignment that will impact the earth. We must be able to stay with we must be able to say we have changed the world in some way while we were here, and that we have left a mark on those who will come after us. We were born to do something in life that leaves nutrients for the seeds of the next generation. To take root in and grow. The fact is, we will soon be gone from this earth. Let's make a few years we have count. Let's make the few years we have count. Let's discover and pursue the vision God has placed in our hearts. Remember, we are talking about vision. We just talked about the generational nurture of vision, which is another word. Another term you can use for creating a legacy. Now we are going to go into how to write your personal vision plan. Most of us are trying to construct our lives without any real thought of or planning. We are like a contractor who is trying to construct a building without a blueprint. As a result, our lives are all are out of balance and unreliable. We never fulfill the reason for our existence, and the end, and we end up unsatisfied and frustrated. The key to having a rewarding and productive life is developing a specific plan to fulfill your personal life vision. Discovering and implementing your purpose vision is a process of learning about yourself, growing in your relationships and knowing of the Lord, and continually fine-tuning your understanding of the vision God has given you. Therefore, when you write your vision, realize that it won't be finished product. You will keep refining it as God makes you your purpose clearer. As the months and years go by, and as you experience spiritual and personal growth, in fact, it would be a good idea to review your personal vision on a regular basis, at least every 6 months or year, or to a year. Set aside a block of time to write and reevaluate where you are in relation with your vision. You will add to or take away certain elements of the plan as God refines it and you understand it of your purpose. Eventually, you will begin to see the real thing. However, if you never write out on a blueprint, then God will have nothing to direct you towards. My prayer is that you will stop the construction of your life right where it is and go back and draw a solid blueprint that will lead you through where you want to go in and through life, the vision God has put in your heart. The following are guidelines for the discovering and developing of your personal vision plan. The last section we spoke about, staying connected. Taking action steps to bringing your vision into reality contains additional principles and guidelines for developing your vision plan, including in the personal planning and goal setting program. All right, I got to get a little water here. Step number one, eliminate distractions. Sit down wherever by yourself, away from any distractions and responsibility, and allow yourself uninterrupted time to think. Do this as often as you need to as you develop your plan. Step number two, find your true self. Until you know who you are, why God created you, and why you are here, life will simply be confusing. experimenting, answering and following questions will help you give clarity and confidence in regard to your personal identity. You heard me talk about that over and over and over. Who am I? And what do I want? Who am I? Who am I in relation to God? Where do I come from as a person? How have I been created like my source? Why am I here? So that's five questions I would like for you to ask yourselves. Write out your personal purpose statement. Ask yourself, what is my reason for existence as a human being? And as an individual, you may be able to answer this question only after you have completed the other steps. However, you may also want to write an answer now and then compare it with what you think after you have gone through all of the tests in this section. Remember, the important thing is to start to take action. Don't feel compelled and stressed out and create any anxiety. Steady, 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 steady pace runs. Steady pace gains the race. So just be steady. And as you are steady, you will build momentum. Step number three, find your true vision. Answer the following questions as well. And you will be amazed at the way God will begin to open your mind to this purpose, His purpose and vision for you. You will begin to see things that you never seen before. But will begin to open your mind to this, His purpose and vision for you. You will begin to see things that you never seen before. But when put them down on paper, read them over, think about them, pray about them, and begin to formulate ideas of what you want in your life. Ask yourself the following questions. What do I want to do with my life? What am I inspired to do? What would I want to do more than anything else when, even if I never got paid for it? What do I love to do so much that I forget to eat or sleep? What do I like to do so much that I forget to eat or sleep? When you are passionate about anything like that, you know it is meant to be part of what your vision is. Allow yourself to think freely. Don't put any limitations on your money and your vision, because many of us are influenced by others' opinions of us. And by our own false expectations for ourselves. It may take you a little time to discover what you really want. Persevere through the process and dig down deep to find your true desire. Below are the activities to help you do this. Write your own legacy. What you would like your eulogy to say about you. What would you like to be known for? What would you want others, for example, the family member, friends, colleagues, teachers, employees, employers, neighbors, to say about you? Family, what kind of husband or wife or son or daughter do you want to be remembered as? Society, what kind of impact would you like to leave on your community? World, in what way would you like the world to be different because of you? All these are individual questions that we are going to ask in order to really hone into our vision and calling. And this section, we are dealing with generational nature of vision. The next one is write out your personal mission plan. Your mission statement is a general statement of what you want to have accomplished when life is over. Ask yourself where you want to be 1 to 5 to 10 to 20 to 30 years from today. Jot down your ideas and continue to think and pray about them. Summarize your vision for your life in just one sentence. This is specific. This is a specific statement of what you want to do in life. It should be what motivates you and keep you going toward your dream. Step number 4, discover your true motivation. Bear in mind that motivation is an inside job. You know, a lot of people kind of use intertwine motivation and inspiration and mix them up. But when you go to an event, you don't go to be motivated. You go to be inspired so you can become motivated. A vision, a mission statement. Okay, I just told you that. Number 4, a vision from God is never selfish. It will always help or uplift others the same way. It is designed to make you the lives of humankind better and to improve society. It inspires and builds up others. Ask yourself the following questions. How does my vision help others? What is the motivation for my vision? Why do I want to do what I want to do? Can I accomplish my vision and still have integrity? And step number 5. Identify your principles. Your principles are your philosophy of life. In other words, you are how you intend to conduct yourself during your life. You must clarify what you will and won't do. These principles are your guides. For living, doing business, relating to other people, and relating to life, you must settle them in your heart and mind so that you will have standards to live by. The Ten Commandments in the Bible are a great principle of good starting point for developing your own principles. For example, you could write, on my way to my vision, I have not stolen, lied, or bear false witness. I won't worship any God but God the Father. I will not commit adultery. I will not covet. And you know, the list goes on and on. You can look into your own experience and create your own thing. Remember, if you have something to contribute to the conversation, please call 646-915-8166.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, so please stop by our international page and show us a little love, if you may. Call in 646-915-8166. Write out your life principles. Step 6. Choose your goals and objectives. Goals are the steps necessary to fulfill your vision. What practical things do you need to do to accomplish your dream? Goals are clear markers that will take you where you need to go. Write your goals down. Objectives are the detailed steps of your goals. Dream determine what you want things to happen. You must clearly delineate what you need to do and when you need to do it in order to get you where you want to go. For example, if you want to open a mechanics shop and one of your goals is to go to school to learn mechanics, some of your objectives will be to choose a school, fill out an application, start classes. Objects should include specific timetable. Write out your objectives. Step number 7, identify your resources. You now need to identify all the resources you will need to accomplish the vision. Identify human needs. What help do you need from others to fulfill your vision? What kind of purpose, what kind of personal associations do you need to have and not have? Identify the needs. What kind of resources do you need to fulfill your vision? Don't worry about how large they may seem. Write them down. Write down your strength. Who are you? What are your gifts? What do you know you are good at? Write down your answers and then make plans to refine your strengths. For example, if your vision requires that you have to speak before large groups of people, you have to start stepping out and doing it. You are probably going to be scared at first. Yet God will give you the opportunity to speak at different stages so you can develop your gifts. You can't even know what you can do until you have to. Some amazing gifts. Came out of people when they were under pressure. You heard me spoke at the top of the hour about feeling as if I was poured into a waffle maker. Step number 8. Before I go to step number 8, write down your weaknesses. What does your vision need that you aren't good at? Don't be ashamed for your weaknesses, because everyone has something that they are not good at. You don't have to manipulate on that. However, you must identify them, because God will supply other people to do what you come to toward in your vision. You need other people in your life, because your vision cannot be fulfilled by you alone. I repeat that. We all need other people in our lives because our vision cannot be completed and fulfilled successfully by us alone. We need somebody else. You heard at the top of the hour when Michelle was on. Michelle is a writer, and it's a reason I brought her on the show, because I want people to be able, when they come to the Vision Weekend Conference, be ready to grow. And one of the ways that we are going to be able to do that is learning how to get the kind of resource and support that we need, and not be prideful, get ego out of the way, and ask for help. Paid help, volunteer help, whichever help we need. We need to ask for that. I just need some water because my voice is cracking. Okay. A little moisture on my throat. Subdue the cracking. Step number 8. And I think I just realized I'm going to be blogging on these two. So if I'm going a little quick, you can visit my blog and then you can get them from there, because I'm going to blog on it. This way, everybody get everything. Step number 8, commit to the vision. You will never fulfill your vision if you are not committed to it. You will need to make a specific decision that you are going to follow through with what you want to do. Acknowledging that God may refine your plans as He leads you through the process. Always commit your vision to God on a regular basis. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Commit your vision. Commit your vision to God. We still have some time when you can call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I want to continue here. We still have another 22 minutes. And I'm going to go into the different principles now of taking action steps to bring your vision to reality. The principles and process of vision. Sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. Eyes that look are common. Eyes that see are rare. Without vision, sight has no hope. Sight is the ability to see things as they are. Vision is the capacity to see things as they could be. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen with the natural eyes. Faith is seeing in the future, in the present, and that is vision. Principles of vision. Vision is the product of your purpose. Vision is the source of true leadership. Vision is documented purpose. Vision is detailed, customized, distinctive, unique, and reasonable. Vision never maintains the status quo. Vision always demands change. Vision is future focused. Vision creates self-discipline. Vision is a result of God inspiration. Vision is not the mission. Vision is generational. Vision is manifested in phase. Vision is always given to individuals. Vision is greater than the visionary. Vision is more powerful than death. Vision empowers people into action. The process of vision. Vision must be captured. Vision must be simplified. Vision must be documented. Vision must be communicated. Vision must be shared ownership. Vision must be personal and corporate. Vision must produce a plan. Vision must be constantly revised. Vision must be evaluated. And vision must create priorities. How to write a mission statement? A mission is a general statement of purpose that declares an overall idea of what you want to accomplish. It is philosophical and abstract rather than practical and concrete. A written mission statement defines the purpose and justification of your existence, whether it's personal or corporate. To write your personal mission statement, ask yourself the following questions. What represents the deepest and best within me? What would fulfill my gifts and express my capacity to contribute to humanity? What integrates all of my physical, mental, social, and spiritual needs? What creates and reflects my principle-based values? What would fulfill all my roles in life, family, professional, community, and generational? How to write your personal vision? True vision is the product of a clear sense of purpose and depth and deep inspiration. The following question will help you to identify and refine your personal vision. What is my deepest desire? What do I want to leave to this generation as a contribution? What is the true idea that never leaves me? What do I constantly imagine about my future? What do I feel truly passionate about? What one thing would I do if I knew I could not fail? What do I see my future looking like? What is the most important thing I wish I could do in my life? What are my constant reoccurring dreams? What would bring me the greatest fulfillment? Keys to fulfilling your vision. Identify the vision. Clarify the vision. Refine the vision. Document the vision. Articulate the vision. Communicate the vision. Demonstrate the vision. Reevaluate the vision. Revise the vision. Repeat the vision. Vision simplifies life. Personal plan program, a systematic strategy to fulfill the plans for your life. It is necessary to discipline yourself and submit to wise counsel. As it is written, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advice and counsel, they succeed. The following questions must be answered and fulfilled for the success of our plans. What do I want to accomplish? Who do I need? Where can I go for information? What do I need to read? Who should I associate with? How long should it take? How much will it cost? What courses should I be taking? Where can I get experience? What do I have? And this part about experience, this is why it is so important for people to volunteer. Because some people, they don't want to get involved in volunteer opportunities. And that's where you gain a lot of experiences. And the last principle is principle number 7. The principles of documentation, write the vision. The principle of simplification, plan, make a plan for the vision. The principles of shared vision, give it to the heralds. The principle of participation, let them run with it. The principle of timing and appointed time. The principle of patience, wait for it. The principle of faith will certainly come. So that's, and as I say, I'm going to be blogging on that as I was going through this. It came to my heart to say I should blog about this so that my listeners can go back there and get it. And I am so excited. I want to again remind you that the Vision Weekend Conference is March the 23rd through the 26th at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. And you can visit DaphneClarkHudson.com, and soon we are going to have the Vision Weekend Conference site up and running for you to go to so that you can register. Prosperity belongs to those who learn new things the fastest. The only difference between the rich person and the poor person is how they use their time. You have not found your place until all your faculties are arose and your whole nature consents and approves of the work you are doing. Those are another few of my personal quotes. I want to share some quotes on well-being. And this is coming from the success coach from the Success Magazine. Put these nice little books out, Daryl Harding. And I have a few of them, and I just love them. They were really good investment. Here's another quote for well-being. To get to the top, actually, you must get to the top mentally. Your mental attitude is something you can control outright, and you must use self-discipline until you create a positive mental attitude. Your mental attitude attracts to you everything that you make you want what you are. Let me do that over. That one did not come out the way that I intended it to come out. So, all right. Your mental attitude is something you can control outright, and you must use self-discipline until you create a positive mental attitude. Your mental attitude attracts to you everything that makes you what you are. Now, that's it. It came out good. And that's a Napoleon Hill quote, so you want to make sure it comes out the right way. Read books, listen to tapes, attend seminars and conferences like the Vision Weekend Conference. They are decades of wisdom produced and invaluable hours spent. The happiness of your life depends upon the ability of your thoughts. Take care of your entertainment. No motion unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nurture. The confidence you need is believe in your potential. If you see world-class potential in yourself, you will put in the effort. If you don't see the potential, you won't put in the effort, and you will wait for the performance. And the performance always follows the belief in yourself. The person born with a talent they are meant to use will find their greatest happiness in using it. The greatest gift you can give to somebody is your own personal development. If I used to say, if you will take care of me, I will take care of you. Now I say, I will take care of me for you, if you will take care of you for me. And that's a quote by Jim Rohn. That's the granddaddy of inspirational speaking. You don't get in life what you want. You get what you are. From my friend Les Brown. He who reigns within himself and rules his passion desires the fear. He is more than a king. I have learned from experience that the greater part of happiness or miseries depends on dispositions and not circumstances. Another Jim Rohn. Give what you are doing and whoever you are with the gift of your intention. If you are augment, if we can augment our gift, giving by giving more of ourselves to those we love all the time and in the various ways, we can have a good chance of helping them and ourselves live happier and better lives. The truly successful person inspire others to do more than they have thought possible for themselves. I hope you had a good time on this show today, as much as I have had. I want to thank Michelle Kulas for coming on the show and investing in each of you. I'll see you on Sunday evening again when I have another powerful guest out of North Carolina. And just keep watching the page. As always, mark the page, favorite, leave a comment for us on this page show so we can be encouraged. In the meantime, 2012, we want you to follow your destiny and get your vision going. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long, stay blessed, and I love each and every one of you.
My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.